Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to The Strata, a Beyond the Dark production. Season 10, The Ascent. Part 6.
What's the apartment number, Cav? Is it this one here?
Yeah, this is it. 23.
Let's just hope DeLeo is still inside.
We've got surveillance that shows him walking right up and going through the door. He's in there.
Unless he's made a run for it already.
Something tells me he hasn't.
Where's our backup? I thought you had a couple of units on the way.
Did you forget how the Midtown PD operates all of a sudden, Summers? It's not like you can just snap your fingers and fill the street with cruisers. It's gonna take some time.
Time we don't have.
You wanna take him? Just the two of us. I'm up for it if that's what you have in mind.
Damn right I do. Take a position on the other side of the door.
On it.
You good to go, Kev?
Yeah. Hit it. Midtown PD, don't move!
DeLeo, stop right there!
Bastard's making a run for it!
Damn it! I'm on it! Quit squirming, you piece of shit! You're not going anywhere.
I didn't do anything!
Come on, get up! Let's go!
She sent you, didn't she? Argento!
Over here, sit in that chair and don't move. We need to talk.
Nice work, Summers. Thought the little turd might escape for a second there.
Summers? Oh, shit. You're her. The one who's been messing with the crew these last few months.
It took you this long to realize who I am? Damn, you must be green.
Are you here to kill me? Is that what this is?
Let's not get ahead of ourselves here. How about you start by giving me some information?
How'd you find me? Was it Argento? Did she lead you here?
You keep saying that name, Argento. Who is that?
The overseer at Strickland Corporation. She's had it in for me from the start. Tried to kill me.
Wait a second, back up. What's the deal with Strickland? Why are the Fortunatos working with them? I'm not a patient person, DeLeo. Maybe you should cut to the chase.
All right. I don't know everything, but the Fortunatos made a business deal with Strickland a while back.
What kind of deal?
Smuggling some gear off-world.
What are they smuggling?
All kinds of things, but mainly biomods, I think.
Come on, give us more than that.
I'm just a low-level player. They didn't tell me much. Halford was handling the specifics.
Ah, now we're getting somewhere. Halford, tell me about him. Where is he and what is he up to?
He's at the facility. Overseeing the operation.
Why aren't you with him?
I told you. Argento doesn't want me anywhere near Strickland. They were trying to kill me. I only just made it out of there alive.
We saw you exiting a van on surveillance. Looked like you were in a hurry.
They said they wanted me to help round up candidates for the operation. So they stuck me in that van with a bunch of Strickland heavies. I could tell right from the start that something was off. No one was talking. They just sat there, looking at me. And I figured out we were heading right toward the Deadlands, going straight at it. That's when I knew they were going to put a bullet in the back of my head and dump me in the dirt.
You think Argento wanted you gone that bad?
I'm certain of it.
What were you doing here in this place?
Trying to get back in touch with Halford, but he's out of reach. Not answering calls.
Where is he? Where's this facility?
I don't know. Halford is...
Listen, DeLeo, do you really think Halford has any intention of helping you? Think about it. He hung you out to dry, left you in the hands of Strickland so they could have their way with you.
He's a brother. We're Fortunatos.
This time tomorrow, Halford is going to be lounging in a suite somewhere far from here, sipping proto juice and watching the latest episode of Grid Wars with his feet on the sofa. And you? You're going to be in Black Hall, listening to scuzz rats chittering under your bunk while they wait for you to fall asleep so they can chew your skin off.
No, Halford. Halford wouldn't leave me.
Maybe we're talking about different Halfords here, but the one I knew would sell his own grandmother if he thought he could gain a few creds out of it. Halford doesn't care about you. If he did, he wouldn't have dropped you into a pit of Strickland heavies, would he? See, there's only one thing he's loyal to. Himself. He wants to reclaim all that wealth, status, and power he was accustomed to in the glory days. Everything else is secondary to him, including your well-being. So, why don't you come clean?
Yeah, maybe that's for the best.
Summers, we should get this guy back to his station house. If the two of us were able to follow the breadcrumbs all the way to his front door, someone else could do the same.
That doesn't work for me, Cav. I'm not a cop anymore, remember? How am I supposed to keep questioning him?
We'll sort something out. I promise. You'll get what you need.
Yeah, okay. But we should get someone over to this facility he keeps talking about so we can pick up Halford ASAP.
We can arrange something. I'm assuming this place is at the bottom of that Strickland warehouse at the docks.
DeLeo, he's asking you a question.
The facility. No, it's not at the docks. Nowhere near it.
So where is it?
I heard Halford talking about it. It's somewhere off the coast. I think they called it Ripshaw Island.
Yeah? Who's this?
Rust, it's me, Davina. I need your help.
Davina? What are you doing up at this hour? I thought only night owls like me.
Rust, listen to me. I'm in trouble.
Shit. What is it? What's going on?
I don't know exactly, but look, there's not much time. They're looking for me.
Davina, what the hell is this?
They grabbed me, Rust. Right off the street outside my apartment. They shoved me in a van, and now I'm... Shit.
Who grabbed you?
Strickland. Who else?
What the hell? They kidnapped you.
Call it whatever you want. They've got me down in this place and...
Where is it? Where did they take you?
I'm in the warehouse, down on the lower level.
Did they let you go? Is that why you're calling?
No, I stole a phone and just... Okay, listen, I'm going to explain this as fast as I can.
I'm listening.
I was on my way home last night when they grabbed me. I had no clue what was happening. One minute I'm on the sidewalk, and the next I'm in the van. The men inside wouldn't tell me what was going on or answer my questions. They just kept driving. Eventually, they let me out. We ended up inside a warehouse, and I know the layout well enough to recognize it as the Strickland place, the very same one we infiltrated earlier.
Bastards. Okay, I'm on my way there now.
They brought me to an elevator and took me down to the lower level. I've never been down here before, but it looks like some sort of staging area. I'm not exactly sure what for, but there is a submersible launch facility here.
Submersible launch facility?
Yeah, a place where they can send out underwater marine vehicles.
Like submarines?
Rust, I can hear them getting closer. I don't have much time. Just listen to me.
Okay.
When they brought me down here, they took a blood sample and ran some kind of test. I heard them talking about matching DNA samples, whatever that means.
What the hell?
Oh. And Maria Argento was here too, looking smug as hell. Told me I shouldn't have messed with her or some shit.
God damn it. So is this a ransom call or something? What are they playing at?
No, after they took the sample, Argento and a few of the others went to another room to talk in private. I managed to surprise the guy who was guarding me, hit him with my zapper, and took his phone. I've been running around down here for the last 10 minutes trying to find a way out.
I'm coming as fast as I can.
Rust, there's nothing you can do on your own. You'll never get through the front door. We need backup.
Let's get the dock authority involved. Who's your superior?
I already called the DA, but at this hour, all I get is the automated ticketing system. It could be hours till somebody actually decides to show up.
Darina, I'm sorry. I would have never dragged you into this if I thought it would go this far.
Don't worry about that now. Just help me, okay? If you've got friends in the police department or something that...
Yeah, they're all over this. We're going to get you out of there, okay?
Shit! I think they're onto me. Rust, I'm gonna have to call you back. Just give me 5...
Davina? Davina, you there? Shit.
Supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Okay, move it along. Come on.
Yeah, I'm walking. You landed right on my hip when you tackled me. I'm gonna have a bruise the size of a dinner plate.
The car's this way. It's not far.
What are you two gonna do with me anyway? I already told you everything I know.
Oh, I bet there's a lot more we can pry out of you, given enough time.
Hey, do I get immunity or something?
That all depends on what you tell us. We'll have plenty of time to go over it all back at a more secure location, not here.
You're gonna tell Halford I ratted him out, aren't you?
Don't worry about Halford. He's not gonna be a problem. Not after I get through with him.
The guy would rip my balls off if he knew I was even—
I said don't worry about him. As long as your information is accurate, I'll make sure he never gets close to you. Ever again.
We need to talk about how we're gonna approach this, Summers.
Do we? It all seems pretty straightforward to me.
Guy, I know you're hell-bent on crushing Halford into the dust. But we have to consider the bigger picture here. This arrangement between Strickland and the Fortunatos is just the start of it. We need to figure out how deep all this goes. The full extent of what these bastards are up to.
That's what we've got DeLeo for. He's gonna tell us everything we need to know.
Well, with all due respect to our new friend here, I don't think he's across everything that's going on. I get the distinct impression he's been kept in the dark about most of the finer details.
I understand that, but my primary focus is still Halford. If I get a shot at him, I'm gonna take it. I can't...
Who's that?
It's Rust. I better take this. Rust, what is it?
Summers, they got her. Took her right off the goddamn street.
What? Hang on. Slow down, big guy. What are you talking about?
Davina, my contact at the Dark Authority. They're holding her in that warehouse. We have to get in there right now.
Rust, I'm not exactly following you here, but I've kind of got my hands full at the moment.
Well, you better drop it, because this can't wait.
Okay, back up a second. You said someone has Davina?
Yeah. Remember the person who got us inside Strickland's warehouse so we could grab that footage? The auditor from the Dark Authority?
Yeah.
Well, I just found out that she's inside the Strickland warehouse right now, down the bottom of that elevator. Some goons in a van swiped her outside her apartment and delivered her there.
Strickland kidnapped your friend?
That's what I'm telling you.
Do you think this is retaliation for us stealing the surveillance?
Davina said something about a DNA profile. Honestly, I'm not exactly sure.
A DNA profile?
What's going on, Summers?
Rust is telling me his friend from the Dock Authority got kidnapped by Strickland.
What the hell are they playing at?
Something about her DNA? I'm not entirely sure.
DeLeo, care to shed some light on this?
If it's her DNA they're interested in, she must be a match for the procedure.
What procedure?
It's part of the smuggling operation. I don't know exactly how it works.
Shit. We need to get inside that warehouse.
That's just a staging area. She won't be there long.
Where are they taking her?
The facility at the island. Just like all the others.
Ripshore Island. Is that what you called it?
Yeah.
What's going on? Who are you talking to?
Rust, we're gonna help you. We just need to take care of a couple of things first.
Summers, Davina sounded like she was in trouble on that phone call. There's no time to wait.
She called you? How?
She overpowered one of the guards and stole his phone. But it sounded like they caught up to her again. She's not answering anymore.
Okay, do me a favor. Keep the translation ID from that phone call. We should be able to use that to get a warrant, right, Kev?
As long as it had the right tracking data, evidence that points to a kidnapping will get us a warrant for sure.
Screw your warrant. I'm on my way there now. I'll ram this goddamn van right through the front door if I have to.
Russ, don't be stupid. You've seen the firepower over there. They've got enough guns to turn you to scrap in seconds. Just give us a few minutes. We can make this work.
I told you, she's probably gone by now.
It's still the best place to start. If we can get some more evidence against Strickland, we can bring this whole operation to a grinding halt.
She's right. This is our best angle. No doubt.
Rust, listen. We're almost at the car. Just give us a few minutes to tie up loose ends and... Oh, shit! Get down! Stay down!
God damn it!
Did you hit him?
Ah, the van's armored. No good.
Ah, damn.
Cav, you hit?
Nah. They missed me. I'm good.
Summers, what the hell is going on over there?
It was a drive-by. A black van. Don't worry, we're okay.
Strickland?
There were no markings, but yeah. I think that's a good bet. They got away, but...
Shit. DeLeo. Hey, DeLeo.
God damn it, don't tell me.
He's not breathing.
You guys hurt?
Cav and me are okay, but our informant, DeLeo...
This guy's toast, Summers. He's gone.
Yeah. Looks like we're gonna have to do this the hard way.
Okay, I'm here, just like you asked. Now what?
Sorry, Rust. We had to wait for a med crew and for sweepers to come through the scene. The whole thing's turned into a bit of a mess.
Well, time's wasting. Let's get the hell out of here.
Hang on, Rust. We're still waiting on that warrant.
How long is that gonna take?
A few hours. No more than that.
A few hours? Well, that's great. I'm sure those Strickland assholes will give Davina a nice, comfy sofa so she can relax while she waits.
Most likely, she's not even there anymore.
What? How come?
We got some intel from DeLeo, the guy they targeted in the drive-by. Apparently, she's being shipped to a facility offshore.
Offshore?
Yeah, an island off the coast.
Davina did mention something about a submersible launching area below the warehouse.
Submersibles? Yeah, that would definitely be a way to discreetly move people around away from prying eyes.
So, what's the plan?
We use the warrant to secure their surveillance footage. That should confirm our suspicions and allow us to apply the blowtorch to these bastards.
I don't like it. Davina needs help now.
There's not much we can do about that yet. We don't even know where this Ripshore Island is located, or anything about it.
Ripshore? That's where they've taken her?
Yeah, they... Wait, do you know it?
Yeah, I know it fairly well, actually.
So? Let's hear it.
It's an old storage facility. They used it as a processing area for freight from the ocean trade routes, back when that kind of thing still made a profit. I knew a guy who worked there. Used to run some merch for him on the black market.
How long ago was this?
Decades. The place shut down when the freighters stopped coming. I haven't heard the name mentioned anywhere in a long, long time.
Strickland must have taken over the facility and now they're... Well, who knows what they're up to out there.
You're sure Davina's out there, at Ripshore?
I can't guarantee it, but it's the most likely place, given our intel.
In that case, it's time I took a trip.
Wait a second, you're actually considering going there?
What else am I gonna do? Stand around hoping Kavanaugh can pull a warrant out of his ass? No thanks.
But you don't know a thing about what's out there these days, do you?
I know enough to make a start. I'll figure the rest out when I need to.
I'm not sure this is a good idea.
Look, we don't have any time to lose. How about we get in the van and I'll give you the rundown on the way?
Sorry, but I have no intention on setting sail on some wild goose chase. You can count me out.
You can do whatever you want, asshole. Sit around twiddling your thumbs for all I care. But me? I'm gonna hit these bastards where they least expect it. And I'll do it alone if I have to.
This podcast is made possible by my supporters on Patreon. If you'd like to hear ad-free, early release episodes, as well as my exclusive series, The Strata Luna, head over to patreon.com/beyondthedark. Your support means I can keep bringing you more seasons of The Strata. Season 10, The Ascent. Starring Rhiannon Marshall, Jason Churai, Michelle Mosley, Eliza Marteja, Trent Trachtenberg, Nate Barham, Brian Jeffords, Chloe Elmore, Rebecca Tanwin, Brandon Hunt, Jarrett Griffiths, Vivian Reed, and Ramsey Zurob. Created by Mark R. Healy. A Beyond the Dark production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
It begins, as terrible things often do, with a knife.
People of Herta, chosen children of the night, a lost soul has come to us.
I'm not sure if I can do this.
It's always better if you just do it quick.
You came to St. Kilda to escape your past, but the past isn't so easy to outrun.
You always say you're changing, but underneath you're just the same.
She was a child, Lockie.
You liar!
Did you really believe this community would accept you?
I think you're meant to be here.
A little bird told me that you're a liar.
All of this, it comes with a cost, Lockie.
Did you really believe you could find redemption?
The time for excuses is over.
The Secret of St. Kilda, available wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to Season 1 now, and remember, there is no change without sacrifice.